Let Me Entertain You is definitely my favorite. You see Gypsy grow from being an innocent child into a strong, confident woman. So I would definitely say that that is my favorite number.
Gypsy is one of the classic American musicals and considered by many to be the best American musical ever written. It has a great book by Arthur Lawrence, very intelligent writing, and it's much more deep than most musical comedies. There's a lot of humor involved in this, but again, it's a much deeper show. It's very much a drama and very much a wonderfully written story. And then there's the score. Peter, the score is absolutely fantastic, written by two giants of the musical comedy.
Stephen Sondheim?
Stephen Sondheim, yeah, wrote the lyrics, and Julie Stein wrote the music. Julie Stein also wrote Bells Are Ringing and Funny Girl and so many wonderful shows. And he was such a melodic composer. And Stephen Sondheim, of course, just an incredibly witty, very smart man. And the combination of these two is the only time they ever worked together, but it produced a brilliant product. And Gypsy just has one great song after another. The show was written back in 1959, and it was done initially as a star vehicle for Ethel Merman. But so many great musical actresses have played the role since, including Angela Lansbury in London and on Broadway. Patti LuPone did a recent Broadway revival. Bernadette Peters, Tyne Daly. It's a wonderful show. Mama Rose, or Madame Rose, who is kind of well known as the stage mother to end all stage mothers. The show is titled Gypsy, and it's about the life and times of Gypsy Rose Lee, from when she and her sister June Havoc were little girls. And they had a very strong stage mother who pushed them. And they grew up to be June Havoc, the actress, and Gypsy Rose Lee, the burlesque entertainer, the television star, the writer, the celebrity. She might have been the first celebrity in the Paris Hilton kind of in frame, but she was much smarter than a Paris Hilton and much more accomplished than any of our current modern-day celebrities in that regard.
So with us, Gus, is Devin DeNora here in the studio with us. Devin, tell us a little bit about playing Gypsy and maybe what it is like to have that stage mother kind of hovering over you. What's that been like for you as a performer yourself?
It's really been an amazing experience. The woman that plays Rose in the show is Mary-Kate Smith. And she's always a pleasure to work with. And I grew up admiring her as a child and watching her perform as an adult. So getting to play a role that is her daughter and getting to experience her being my mentor of sorts backstage, but then being on stage and having to have the stage mom persona coming from her towards me has been really fun to play with. Gypsy, like Gus said, was really one of the first celebrities in that respect, in the burlesque respect. And she really made a name for the career. And she was just an amazing woman. She was known not as a burlesque stripper, per se, but as the intelligent burlesque performer. And you'll see in video footage of reenactments or of footage of her, and she's very, very witty, and she's very sarcastic at times, and she's funny, and she is very good at public speaking, just rather than just being a dancer or a burlesque performer.
Yeah, and I think that people today perhaps have lost a sense of what burlesque was as a performance. When people hear the word burlesque today in our modern society, they tend to just think that it translates literally as striptease, that it's adult entertainment. And it really was more than that back then, was it not? Wasn't it
Absolutely.
Really a cabaret feel where there was a lot going on there?
Well, it was kind of a continuation of vaudeville. Vaudeville was more of a family entertainment, a lot of broad, baggy pants comedians, a lot of singers, a lot of entertainers, a lot of beautiful women in skimpy costumes parading across the stage. And then burlesque kind of took that to the next level. It's kind of like watching network television versus Cinemax. You know, vaudeville would have been the network television and burlesque would have been the Cinemax version of that. It would have been naughtier. For men only, probably, or adults only, certainly. And so it did have that striptease quality. It was the dirtier cousin of vaudeville. And as a matter of fact, when vaudeville finally died out, killed out by radio and the movies, burlesque continued because it had that striptease element. And this really follows their path, the family's path of Mama Rose, June, and Louise from vaudeville. And then as that industry ended, they found the only place they could perform was in burlesque. And that's what turned Gypsy into a star. And Devin has this great arc. She has one of the best arcs of any musical comedy character, I think, because she plays very shy, very sweet, very unnoticed Louise. She's always in the background. She's always the second child who's not paid attention to, even though she was the firstborn. But her sister June is just the wonderful talent and that Mama pays attention to. But we watch Louise grow from a shy, innocent little girl into this performer who has confidence and who has sex appeal and who has just all these wonderful qualities. So it's an amazing transformation.
Devin, has it pushed you at all, I suppose, as your character is pushed by this showbiz mom?
Up until now, I started acting when I was 9 and I was an Annie. I was an orphan at the theater center. And then from then on, I've done a show about every year, a show or two. And this is really my first adult role, per se. The last role I had a title in was Sandy in Grease at the Hoagland. And this is definitely the first act is a lot, you know, I can reflect on the character of Sandy as being the meek and the mild and the innocent. And then the second act, when Louise becomes Gypsy Rose Lee, is just totally out of my comfort zone. So it's definitely been an amazing experience just in finding, using my vulnerability to be able to project that into confidence on stage. I've really enjoyed working with Gus and with Matthew, our vocal director, in exploring the different emotions that we all feel that Gypsy would have been having and using that to create a great performance on stage.
People who may have seen you in previous productions, you mentioned Grease there, will know your face, will know your voice, and will see you transformed into Gypsy throughout the production.
We've got a great cast put together for this production, headlined by Devin as Gypsy Rose Lee and Mary-Kate Smith as Madame Rose, the stage mother of all stage mothers. Now, playing the leading man is Paul Presney Jr., who's doing double duty. Paul is just a wonderful guy, talented actor, and a brilliant set designer, so he's doing both the set design and master construction and playing the leading man role. So he's a little busy right now, but he's just doing a spectacular job. As our three strippers, we have Carolyn Otten, Megan Cady, and Grace Hughes, three very funny ladies. And as June Havoc, baby June, we have Kara DeWall, who's just doing a super job as well. Kara's been involved in productions like The Wizard of Oz out at the Muni playing Dorothy, and Louisa in the Fantastics at the Hoagland Center. Adam Miller is playing Tulsa, one of the dancers in the show, and Adam has a great song called All I Need Is the Girl. And this is all backed up by wonderful choreography by Grace Luttrell Nanavati and a wonderful orchestra led by Matthew Valla. And it's just going to be a great start to the show because the overture they play is the best overture ever written as far as I'm concerned, and Matthew's orchestra is going to be fantastic. So we have so many wonderfully talented people involved, lots of kids involved in this production who play the younger versions of the leads, and I think the audience is going to really enjoy this. It's our biggest production of the year. We put a lot of time, attention, and effort behind it, and we're really proud of the results.
That's Gypsy, a Musical Fable, coming to the Hoagland Center for the Arts this weekend and also playing the following weekend, August 30th through September 1st. Here with me today has been Devin DeNora and Gus Gordon, the executive director of the Hoagland Center for the Arts, who's also directing this production. Thanks very much for stopping in, guys, to tell us a little bit more about the show.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.